Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. I want to welcome you to today's show. Welcome you. I want to welcome my Blog Talk podcast listeners. I want to welcome my UNEL fam. My name is Swan. I am the host and executive producer of today's show. And what I'm doing, family, is I am setting up the camera for the Facebook. To go live with Facebook. So the Facebook audience is connecting. Hello, everyone. This is Sister Swan. And I want to welcome you to episode 9 of Swan Talk Daily Devotional. What I want to speak to you about today is God's mercy. God's mercy. And so if you are tuning in to the broadcast, I want to thank you so much. God bless you on today. You are absolutely beautiful. You're stunning. You are so handsome. If you are a man, you know, you are just great. Okay. So what I want to talk to you about today is God's mercy before we get into today's daily devotional. And so I like to give a definition of the word mercy as it pertains to the Christian faith. Mercy, corporal and spiritual works of the corporal works of mercy born from the gospel, especially Matthew 25:31-46 are to feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, visit the imprisoned, shelter the homeless, visit the sick, and bury the dead. The spiritual works of mercy, also rooted in the scriptures, are to counsel the doubtful, instruct the ignorant, admonish sinners, comfort the afflicted, forgive offenses, bear wrongs patiently, and pray for the living and the dead. So, family, what I would like to do now is go to that scripture, Matthew 25:31, where it outlines an example of what mercy looks like. All right? So we can just know what that looks like. Okay? So just bear with me one moment while I get the Word of God. And let's go through, go to Matthew chapter 25, verses 31-46. And it reads, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on the right, 'Come you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink, a stranger, and you welcomed me, naked, and you clothed me, ill, and you cared for me, in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and gave you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' King will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill, and in prison, and you did not care for me. Then they will answer and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs? He will answer them, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me. And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. So, family, let's be mindful of how we treat people. We're talking about God's mercy before we get into the devotional on today. We never know who we are entertaining, and we could be entertaining strangers, but it says be careful who you're entertaining, because you may be entertaining angels. And so, family, let's be mindful of the mercies that are outlined here in Matthew 26. And let's go over that definition of mercy again, family, because I want us to get this. And Matthew 26 does an excellent job of speaking of God's mercy and what we will answer for on Judgment Day when our King returns. And so I pray on this day that we are mindful of how we treat people. We are mindful that what we have, it is not ours alone, but it belongs to God. And so, family, before we get into today's daily devotional, please allow me to reverberate the definition of mercy. Mercy, corporal and spiritual works of, the corporal works of mercy flowing from the gospel, especially Matthew 25, 31 through 46 are to feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, visit the imprisoned, shelter the homeless, visit the sick, and bury the dead. The spiritual works of mercy, also rooted in the scriptures, are to counsel the doubtful, instruct the ignorant, admonish sinners, comfort and the afflicted, forgive offenses, bear wrongs patiently, and pray for the living and the dead. Emirate, I want to welcome you, man of God. Welcome you. I want to welcome all of the viewers right now. And so, without further ado, what we're going to do is get into today's daily devotional. And the scriptures I will be coming from are Revelation 12, verses 7 through 12. And the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 47 through 51. God bless you. I love you on today. So let's begin with the scripture in Revelation. So the daily devotional today is Revelation 12, verses 7 through 12. And this is a good one. Y'all, I get so excited about the Word of God. It's so good. I get so excited. Oh, I love it so much. I was thinking when I was on my way from Mass, I was like, bear with me one moment, family. Bear with me one moment. I have a call coming through, and I should have put the do not disturb. So bear with me one moment while I do that. I do apologize. Do not disturb. Okay, I have that on now. All right. Okay, so I apologize for that. Normally, I turn on the Do Not Disturb when I go to Mass, and so I did not have that on just now, and so I had a call come through, and it interrupted us, but I did not take the call. I sent them straight to voicemail, and I got back to my people, to God's people on today. So as I was saying, family, before I get into today's daily devotional, I was saying that I was so excited. Hello, Reverend Samuel. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I love you so much. So what I was saying, family, is before, lest I digress, and y'all know, Sister Twine, we can digress, I can digress in a minute. But family, what I was saying is that on my way to Mass this morning, because I go to Mass at 12:10 at St. Mary's of Assumption here in Binghamton, New York, but then I go to Mass at most of the mornings. I try to make Mass at 7:15 over at St. Paul's here in upstate New York. And so I was thinking when I was just driving, and I had already Facebooked out the scriptures for the daily devotional. And family, if you want to follow me on social media, just Google Twine Talk and send me a friend request, or follow me on Twitter at Twine Talk, because early in the morning I Facebook out and I tweet out the scriptures that we're going to go over, because these are the scriptures in which I've gotten into the Word of God and I want to share with you during the broadcast. So family, as I was saying, when I was on my way driving to Mass this morning and driving from Mass, I could not wait to come home, get into the Word of God more, to prepare the lesson and just think of the topic that I wanted to discuss with you before we got into the daily devotional, and that was simply on mercy. But I got so excited. I get so excited, family, about the Word of God. God is so good. How many of you are like me? Y'all just get excited to get into the Word of God and dig through it and see what you can see and find to help you throughout your day. And then in this case, to help me during the broadcast, because y'all know I sometimes am a hotmess.com, but Lord knows my heart, and I love you guys so much that I want to get it right. As imperfect as I am, and I am an example, if God can use me, He can use you. He can use anybody. I'm telling you. And so I just tell you, I just couldn't wait to. I was just thinking about how good God is. And even with Mass, family, I go to Mass throughout the day. The Mass, regardless of where I go, as long as it's part of the Roman Catholic faith, the parishes that I go to, it doesn't matter what time of day I go to Mass, the Mass is still the same, regardless of where I go and or what time I go. And so even though I'm a member of St. Thomas of Aquinas, their Mass is at 8:45. So because of my preparation of the show, I can't always make it to their Mass because I don't want to miss you guys. So to make a long story short, sister and I at the church, when we were leaving Mass today after praying, we were talking about how blessed we are, the fact that we have Mass at different parishes at different times, just so it can fit into our schedule. That's how much God loves us today, family. He is willing to wait on us and have us, or allow us, to fit Him into our schedules. And that is a love, and that is a grace I don't understand, but that is how good God is. He is just saying, come to me when you are available, because guess what? God is always available and waiting. He is a God. He doesn't sleep nor slumber. He's always available and waiting on us, family. And isn't that amazing? I want to say that is amazing. I'm so excited. I was like so excited. I couldn't wait. I was like, oh, today is Friday. I won't be able to connect with my babies on Saturday and Sunday. And so, you know, to God be the glory. I just got excited about getting to the Word of God and seeing what, you know, what more I could share centering around the topic to encourage you and to edify the body of Christ, family. So without further ado, I want to say that I love you so much. If you're tuning in, I love you. I give you all kisses because I love you so much. So, family, let's get into the scriptures. And today's daily devotional scriptures are Revelation 12, verses 7 through 12, and the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 47 through 51. And so Revelation 12, 7 through 12 reads, "Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels battled against the dragon. The dragon and its angels fought back, but they did not prevail, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. The huge dragon, the ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world, was thrown down to earth, and its angels were thrown down with it. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his anointed. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who accuses them before our God day and night. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Again, they conquered him, him being Satan, him being the lesser light family. We conquered Satan, and we conquered Satan. We conquer the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great fury, for he knows he has but a short time. Family, the adversary, the lesser light, he is the small god of this world, this earth. That's why we are of the world, but we're in the world, but we are not of the world if we are believers. We know that we are just passing through, and the adversary knows that his time is short. That's why he's so busy. That's how come you see so much chaos going on. You see so much mess going on. It is the adversary. It is the lesser light doing things to get us off focus, family. But what we have to do, family, is we have to know where our strength comes from and where our help comes from, and know that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. That's the blood of Christ Jesus. Huh? We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of that testimony. So if God has done something for you that is good, family, we ought to share it, because we edify the body of Christ and we encourage one another, because it's so easy to share when things aren't going well. That's when we really, really love it, and we really get into the fact of, oh my goodness, you know, I can't believe, woe is me, XYZ happened to me, and oh my goodness, everybody wants to know your business, because people are nosy. Some people are just nosy, and so when you're not doing well, family, people love to hear when you're not doing well, but surround yourself by people that can lift you up and pick you up when you're not doing well, huh? And then also surround yourself by people who celebrate you. They don't just tolerate you on today. If you're around somebody and you feel like you're walking on eggshells and that you can't go to them, and when something God is blessing you, or say you got a good grade on a test, or say you got a promotion, or God bless you with a house, God bless you with a car, God bless your business plan and your business idea, God gave you a building, and you can't go to your friends and your family because they get angry or they get jealous, pray for them. But then find yourself a new group of people who are going to celebrate you and celebrate how God is exalting you and how God is favoring you and how God is blessing you and how God is promoting you and how God is giving you creative ideas. Don't make yourself smaller, and don't dim your light to fit in their darkness. I don't know who I'm speaking to today. Maybe it's just me. In life, family, sometimes because I have a big personality and because they say I'm charismatic, you know, I don't know about all of that. I just know that I love the Lord and I give him glory and I refuse to take his glory. But because of how, you know, excited I get excited. I get excited about the things of God. I get excited about life and living. This is a person, I stand before you as a survivor of depression, a survivor of suicidal thoughts and ideations, because I was depressed looking at the world, and I wanted to go back to heaven because I was tired of humans. I was tired of humans, family, to be honest with you. But God said no, and God saved my life, and I wrote a book about it, On the Periphery of Death. back in 2005. It is my testimony of surviving depression and surviving anxiety and panic attacks. And also, I speak on relationships, and I speak on cultivating healthy relationships and also implementing and the significance of prayer in life. I'll share the book with you. It's somewhere. I dusted it off, take it out of a box that's still packed up. It's somewhere around my apartment, but it's on the periphery of death. And it is a little blue book, and I call it the little blue book that could. God blessed me with the ability to write it in my prayer language, and it came out in English within 3 months. And I took it, and God blessed me with the funds to self-publish it. And that's what I did. And so to God be the glory. But family, I stand before you now as a person where in my circle, my close circle, I can count my friends on one hand. And my close circle of friends, they love me whether we speak this year, next year, or 10 years from now. I'm talking about true friends. I'm talking about even friends that I had from childhood. And they give me my space to be who I am, and they respect me, and they love me, and when I'm wrong, they correct me, because correction is important for growth, but it's in how you are corrected and how you utilize correction. And I give them the same respect, and we celebrate each other's successes. We don't get jealous of each other. We don't gossip about each other. We don't put each other down. We lift each other up, and we are there for each other. And in life, we know that we can count on each other. Our friendship has been tested by the fires, and we're still standing, and we celebrate each other. Get you some friends, family, who celebrate you and don't tolerate you, and where you are afraid to be who you are, the big person that God created you to be, the unique person that God created you to be, the creative person, the creative genius that God has called you to be. Dim your light so you can fit into other people's darkness, other people's chaos and mess. And then we withdraw from people. We get depressed because we're not fulfilling God's purpose. We're not walking in our calling and what God, the beautiful person that God has blessed us to be and to contribute to humanity and be a valuable member to society, because we are either living someone else's dream or we put our dreams on hold for someone else, and that is not God. If you are in a relationship with someone and you are, say, supportive of them and their dreams, I pray this day that they are supportive of you and your dreams and your purpose. If they are jealous when you start shining, that is not a godly relationship. Or if they want to keep you down or keep you in a box or keep you in your comfort zone, I ask that you pray, because God has a purpose for each and every one of us on today. And before we leave this body and we behold the face of our beautiful Savior, to get busy, because our time is short here on earth. God can come in the twinkling of an eye, and he will ask you, what did you do with the talents that I gave you, the blessings, the gifts that I gave you? Did you sit on them? Did you bury them? And we will have to answer for it. So just know today, you, Buell, whoever you are, wherever you are in life, whatever you do, know today, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. There is nothing impossible for God. And if you already have a successful life and a great family and great children and great this and great that, dream bigger. Dream bigger on today. Get a new hope on today. Get a bigger vision. Expand yourself. God is in the expansion business. Enlarge your territory like Jabez had to do. He prayed to God for God to bless him indeed. And I pray today that God bless you indeed, that God enlarges your territory. If it's already large, that he enlarges it even more, even more, even now, for his glory. for his glory and your good success. Because when you shine and you are a believer, the kingdom of heaven celebrates and shines. The angels in heaven, they dance and they celebrate you as we worship God. So don't be afraid to dream a new dream, a new hope. There is hope on today for you. You are not hopeless. You should be hopeful. There is plenty of hope for you today. So I want to encourage you on today to no longer be depressed, to get in the Word, study the Word, meditate on the Word. Let the Word feed you. Make God your best friend. Make Jesus your best friend. Make the Holy Spirit the comforter, your best friend, until God blesses you with godly friends. And you say, Twan, I hear you, Sister Twan, but I don't have any friends, and my family is so dysfunctional. Honey, guess what? You're not the only one. I come from a very dysfunctional family. Y'all would be surprised at how my biological family treats me. But I pray for them, I bless them, and I love them in spite of. And just like Jesus was not worshipped in his own home, a lot of us, we're not honored and we're not blessed in our own home. But that's okay. We learn to shake the dust off of our feet and move forward. And we have to pray for people and love them from afar. But if someone is toxic in your life, I don't care who they are or what their position in life is with you, do not let their toxicity permeate the goodness, your barriers of goodness and mercy that God graced you with. Do not let it change you or shift you into being bitter. No, honey. You are more than a conqueror. You have to pick yourself up by your bootstraps and pray for the intestinal fortitude to move forward in the things that God has called you to be and do. If you have to move forward alone, if you have to take a stand for goodness and for righteousness and say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. I don't care what you call me. I know what God calls me. I know what God, what I am in God. And I'm talking about people's family, because I'm talking about my family. I've been called everything except the child of God. But I love them. Y'all just don't know. People see the glory, and you don't know the story, the price you pay for the anointing. There have been many a time where I've had to walk this walk alone, just me and my good friends. And then sometimes I couldn't even call them because I was so depressed and I was so used to being so strong. But thanks be unto God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, who always causes us to triumph, passionate about connecting with you. Because I know what it's like to not want to leave your house, believe in the lives of other people. I used to believe I was so ugly and so unwanted by God. I was such a failure to God. I was believing the lies of what people told me. People who were not for me, but people who said that they loved me. And I know I'm not the only one today, but I can stand on this platform and I can stand before you on today and tell you, God touched me. God healed me. God is in the healing business. God reminded me of who I am, that I am a child of God, that I am a child of his, that I belong to him and no one else. God sanctifies me. God keeps me pure and holy, and my heart pure and holy to his people, so I'm able to love. Because that is what I seek after. What I seek after, his righteousness and God's love. So before we get into the second scripture on today, for today's daily devotional, I want to encourage you. Do not look to the left or to the right for your approval. Look to God. God approves of you when no one else does. You are not alone on today. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but no, you are not alone. God is with us, and he is for us, and that means more than the world against us. Know on this day that though weapons may form, they will not prosper. Though tongues will rise up and condemn you, they will not prosper. God has the final say. God has the final say. If doctors, as good as they are, if they told you you will never conceive a child and that you are barren, God has the final say. Look at Sarah in the Bible, Abraham's wife. Don't get before God. Don't go before God. At the appointed time, if you believe in God for a baby, he is cleaning out your womb even now. He is cleaning out your fallopian tubes even now. Who is believing God for a baby? But in God's will, because you've been in God's word. I pray even now that fertility be your portion. That fertility be your portion. Don't believe the reports of the doctors when they start talking about your low, his low sperm count and whatever your levels are. Your fertility levels are, believe the word of the Lord, and you will have a baby, and you will have your family, and God will bless you. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, this is true. You are not alone, and you will behold all of the promises that God has promised you. And if you want to know the promises of God, get into his word. His word is full of promises. His word are full of examples of his grace and instances that men and women before us went through, and they were victorious. You are a victorious people on today. I'm speaking to a nation of victorious people on today. So whose report will you choose to believe on today? I believe that you are going to believe the word of the Lord, okay? Because he is for you. I don't care what people say. Sometimes, family, the people that are closest to you, they do some of the most. They do the most. They're trying to tear you down. Some of the people that God put in your life to love you and protect you, and shield you from some of the cruelties and chaos of the world with their mouth or their fists. They try to break you down. But you stand firm. And sometimes you have to love people like that from afar, whether they be family, friends, or a foe. You have to know who you are in Christ, and you have to know what you stand for in life so you don't fall for anything. God is a deliverer on today. God is a redeemer on today. And guess what, family? We all fall short of the glory of God, and I'm the first one. I am a hot mess, and I used to be a hot mess. Y'all be surprised at what the hot mess I used to be, and sometimes the hot mess I am today. But people, they love to remind you of who you used to be. And they love to remind you, Gerard, Brother Gerard, of the old Gerard. They love to remind you, Bishop, of the old Bishop. They love to remind you of who you used to be, especially people who have that familiar spirit. And they think they know you. They think they know the godly creature, the holy creature, the the righteous creature, the sanctified creature, the precious soul of love and devotion to God that stands before them on today. You are a new creature in Christ, believers. You now, family, Facebook family, if you are a believer, you are a new creature in Christ. All things are passed away. And that's something to be excited about. And family, we have so much daggers. When you become a new creature in Christ, get ready to go in your prayer room and your war room, because you are not exempt from the attempts of the adversary to get you into some stinking thinking or remind you of how much fun you used to have before you became a believer, or remind you of that last time you fell short of the glory of God. So you get into the Word of God. You go to your war room. You get into your prayer room. And you begin to see yourself as God sees you. Seeing yourself as always abounding. Seeing yourself as more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Seeing yourself as joint heirs with Christ. Huh? Seeing your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm talking about believers on today. And you get excited. But more importantly, as you get into the Word, let the Word come alive for you. Let the pages, the words just leap off the pages. And get excited about your now. Because God holds your present, God holds your now, and God holds your future. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. So seek God, family. Seek God, and He will bless you. Because, family, God is in a blessing business, honey. And then look at your life today. Some of you about to get married, like if you were Brother Gerard. Brother Gerard has a beautiful queen, honey. I can't wait to see her tomorrow because I'm going to the wedding. I'm going to the wedding. Y'all, I love weddings because I love honey. I love it. I love it, and I love marriages and holy unions, you know, and what God puts together, let no man take apart, huh? But guess who doesn't like it? The lesser like the adversary. But look at my brother Gerard getting ready to take his queen, and then the adversary tries to remind people of the people that they lost and all of the heartache and heartbreak. You trying to keep something together that God didn't even put together, because God didn't bring you together. God is not blessing any guests, and He's trying to get you to where Brother Gerard is. He's trying to get you to your soulmate, to your helpmeet, to the person that He has created for you in His image. But you want to stay out in Nineveh. You want to stay out in the wilderness, and you want to stay with someone that abuses you, mistreats you, and treats you less than the queen or the king that you are. When God wants to bring you to the land of milk and honey, and God wants to bless your union and put you in a nice house, honey, Gerard and his wife, honey, queen, I know their house is nice. They moving into a nice house, wedding tomorrow. They're going to get gifts and presents. I'm going shopping for them today. I would tell y'all what I want to get them, but, you know, they're watching. I'm so excited for my brother Gerard. He is a beautiful man of valor, honorable man. He don't judge people. That's the thing about it. It's not our business to judge anybody. The only time we should be looking down on anyone's family, remember this. A wise woman told me when I first began in ministry and I was they asked me to be the keynote speaker at a children's conference that they was having, because I love children, even though I don't have any of my own. I have God children, but I don't have any natural children yet. One day. But a wise woman told me, Sister Twine, remember this. If you don't remember anything else, the only time in life you should look down upon anyone, it is as if you are extending a hand to lift them right back up. And I never forget that. I never forget it. I'm always mindful of judging others because you have not walked into their shoes. So let's be mindful of that on today. So let's get into this last scripture of our daily devotional, John 1, 47 through, okay, so I have John 7 in front of me. Let me go to John 1, 47 through 51. And it reads, I hope you guys are encouraged by today's daily devotional on today. I love you so much. I love you so much. All I see is beauty in you. If I meet you, all I will see is your beauty, how handsome you are. All I will see is the loyalty that God has bestowed upon you, his mantle of grace, his habitual grace and mercy, his sanctifying grace. I will see you as God intended for me to see you and for us to see each other as beautiful, as handsome, as glorious. Celebrate me, and I will celebrate your successes as if they are my own, because I know that God is no respecter of persons, family. And there is nothing new under the sun. And if God did it, like for example, God, if you are about to get married, and if God did it for you, God's going to do it for me. So I'm going to get happy for you because I want you to be happy on my wedding day. If God blesses you with a business and it's prospering or it's increasing or you have partners come to you supernaturally, God is laying people on your heart to partner with you if you are in ministry and get behind you and support you with their prayers and with their currency and with their treasure, and I find out about it, I'm going to celebrate you because it's hard to get people united. And as Pastor Morris, he had an event, No Guns, No Gods. He had an event. But he spoke on division, especially within our community, the black community. And it is so sad that as black Americans, we can't come together. We can't come together in our community, a lot of us. It is so sad. But I celebrated his event, and I showed love to his event. And I show love to he and his queen, his beautiful wife. They are in Tallulah, and he is doing a lot of things within the community centering around gun violence and gun awareness and to eradicate that spirit within the black community and within our youth. He's trying to bring leaders and parishioners together. But a house divided cannot stand. So let's unite. Let's be united, family. Let's be supportive of each other's and each other's ministries and calling and gifts, okay? Like we would want them to be of us. You know, do unto others as you would have done unto you. As Gandhi said, it says, be the change that you wish to see in the world. I love how Mahatma Gandhi, that is one of his famous quotes, be the change that you wish to see in the world. And God will bless you. So going on, family, John 1, 47 through 51, and it reads, Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, here is a true Israelite. There is no duplicity in him. Nathanael said to him, how do you know me? Jesus answered and said to him, before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree. Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said to him, do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this. And he said to him, amen, amen. I say to you, you will see the sky open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Woo! Woo, Nathanael. Brother Nathanael, praise God. Oh, live in the times when Jesus roamed the earth. Oh, my gosh, I would be so excited. Oh, my gosh, I'd be sort of scared a little bit because he can see everything and he's all-knowing and all-powerful. But then I would just be like, oh, Jesus, if I could just touch your coattails. Oh, Lord, honey, I would be like a disciple that would just anoint God, you know. But I'm sure he would love me because he created me to be so excited and to be so happy about the things of God, you know. And so, family, let's go ahead into today's lesson plan. And I want to say to you, bless the Lord, all you, his angels, mighty in power, fulfilling his word and heeding his voice. That is Psalm 103,